welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I'll be teaching you the relationship cycle. You'll be learning about what the six phases of the relationship cycle are and why it's important to approach each phase of the relationship cycle consciously. Now, the great thing to know is that no matter where you are in the relationship cycle within your individual relationships, you get to be where you are fully, and the more you embrace where you are, the more likely you are to get to where you want to go, the more likely you're to receive the gift that is available in each phase of the relationship cycle, and also the more enjoyment you'll have of where you are right now. All of this is available to you when you approach the relationship cycle and each phase of the relationship cycle consciously. So without further ado, let's talk about the relationship cycle. We're going to speak about the relationship cycle in the context of romantic relationships because it's easiest to understand. However, know that this same cycle is happening in every other area of your relationship life too, like your friendships, your family relationships, and your professional relationships. So what are the six phases? I also want you to know before I describe these six phases that sometimes we're moving through the cycle in a linear way. In other words, we're moving from phase one to phase two to phase three, four, five, six. But in other cases, we're moving from phase one to phase three to phase six, and that's okay, and it will become obvious why this happens as I talk to you about what the phases actually are. So the first phase of the relationship cycle in the context of romantic relationships is deciding whether to leave or stay in a relationship or enter into a relationship. Now, this decision phase of the overarching relationship cycle is so important. There is a purpose to this phase and there is a gift to be had. So deciding whether to be in a relationship, to leave a relationship, or to stay in a relationship is an amazing phase because when you approach this phase consciously, i.e. from love, with awareness and intention, you get to embrace the gift of this phase, which is making a conscious decision about whether or not to be, leave, or stay in that relationship. This is great because when you approach that phase of the relationship cycle unconsciously, i.e. from fear, without awareness and without intention, usually what happens is we see this as a problem that we're in this phase of the relationship. We decide, I don't want to be here. This is a bad thing that I'm here. So we fight where we are, which ultimately leaves you stuck in this phase of the relationship cycle for longer. And in fact, you might try to skip to other phases of the relationship cycle, but you're still really in this phase because all of your time and attention is spent wondering, should I actually be in this relationship? Or should I go? Or did I make the right decision to go? Should I stay in this relationship? Have I made the right decision to stay? When you make a conscious decision in this phase and you are in this phase, you do the thing that you're meant to be doing in this phase, which is deciding from a place of consciousness, then it won't seep out into other phases. You'll be able to be fully present in the other phases of the relationship cycle as you're in them. So this phase is one of the most important, which is why I start here, because deciding to be in a relationship or to leave a relationship or to stay in a relationship gives you all the power to fully honor that choice. But if you're not sure whether the choice you made is right because you didn't give yourself the time and attention to be intentional about this particular part of the process, then you will always wonder, was this the right decision? So it's not a problem that you're here, because if you or your partner are consciously being with this part of the relationship cycle, it means the decision that you make is one that you can both trust and rely upon. It means that both of you, if you choose to stay or to be in the relationship, are choosing to be there from a place of love and consciousness. You really want to be there. You're able to be present with your decision. You're able to be fully in the relationship from this point forward. Now, that's the gift that's available. It's this conscious decision. And the more that you see this part of the relationship cycle as being a necessary part of the overall relationship cycle, it's necessary to be in the kind of relationships you want to be in. It's necessary to have the best relationship you can have with this particular person or with a future person, depending on what you decide, then the less you fight where you are. So you're able to receive the gift, you're able to make that time that you're in this phase shorter because you're not fighting it, and then you're able to move towards the other part of the relationship cycle that you're meant to go to next within that particular relationship or within that particular relationship area. The second phase of the relationship cycle is for those of you when you do decide to leave and you go into completing the relationship, i.e. leaving the relationship cycle, ending it in regards to that particular relationship. So in the context of romantic relationships, this could look like a separation, a breakup, a divorce, or however you like to describe it. Now, it is not a problem that you're in this phase of the relationship cycle, especially when you have previously, in the previous phase, made a conscious decision to end a relationship. It's a great thing that it's ending, and you can end that relationship in a way that is met with love, with intention, and with awareness, which will give you completely different results to if you approach this part of the relationship cycle or any other part unconsciously. So there's a gift to be had in completing relationships, and that is the completion itself. So I know for many of you, you've probably experienced ending a relationship but not giving it a conscious completion. So it ends, you wonder, why did it happen? Did I really want this? You see it as a bad thing. You talk about it with your friends and family as if it's a bad thing. You kind of stay stuck in this phase because you don't fully complete it with consciousness. When you approach completion consciously, you will give yourself the time and space to be in this phase. You and your partner in the context of a romantic relationship can actually come together in ritual and ceremony to complete the relationship together, to come together and think about, what do I want our relationship beyond this romantic container to be? What will our post-separation relationship look like? You can get really intentional. You can celebrate the relationship you've had together. You can learn from each other. You can talk about your disappointments, and you can give it a space to be left in this phase of the relationship cycle rather than taking the completion phase with you into other phases of the relationship. And you're kind of part of you staying stuck in the completion phase. It's also really important to approach this part of the relationship cycle in particular consciously because of our heavy conditioning around this part of the relationship cycle being a failure, being evidence of a lack of success, being a problem in some way. So that means there'll be this social judgment as well as this internal conditioned judgment of yourself for being in this phase. It will be more likely that you'll experience that. So we need to bring even greater consciousness when we're in this particular phase in order to take control and to have a successful completion of our relationships, which is just as successful as choosing to stay in a relationship. Because whether you decide to stay or go, ultimately you want to honor the right conscious choice for both you and your partner. So if you arrive here made from a place of consciousness, then you're meant to be here. And that's something to be celebrated and embraced. And this allows you and your partner, or whoever you're ending the relationship with, to have a different kind of relationship moving forward, and one that is still successful. Even if the decision is, hey, we're not going to relate in any way beyond this point, it's ended, it's a success, and we want to end it here and have no conscious relating from this point forward. We just want to completely go our separate ways. If that's made from a place of consciousness, then, and that is right for both you and your partner, then that is the best decision and place to be in. And so you get to honor that for both of you and leave it behind. Let go of the relationship. Now, this brings us to the third phase, which you'll only truly be able to get to if you consciously complete that relationship, which is healing from a completion. Now, a lot of people are in the healing part of the relationship cycle, which looks like grieving and healing from heartbreak or the loss of the relationship, the completion of the relationship. And we tell ourselves that we shouldn't be experiencing this grieving process, or we don't arrive at the grieving process because we haven't let go of the relationship. We haven't completed. We're still in denial and we're still attached to the relationship. We're not allowing ourselves to let go and fully allow the grief to come over us and to go through the different stages that grief will take us through. Now, the gift here is if we have allowed ourselves to let go, we've completed that relationship consciously, and then we allow ourselves to be fully in this phase of healing and feeling that loss, that heartbreak. The gift is you'll not only learn so much about yourself, you'll have a more clarifying view of what you want moving forward. You will have completely let go on an individual and energetic level of that relationship. You'll also allow yourself to step into a new identity, a new understanding of yourself that will be inevitable as you move throughout the relationship cycle. So a lot of relationship breakups, when you go through the process of healing and grief, it feels terrible, but it also is showing you that you've loved. It's also showing you that you've been in a relationship and that you've now let go, and that's a great sign that you're fully in that part of the process. When you allow yourself to be fully there, you allow yourself to energetically let go as well, which allows you to show up in the next phase from a place that is truly aligned with that phase. And also, you get to know yourself and as you are today, outside of the context of that relationship. Because the truth is, in every relationship, we're really experiencing a layer of ourselves that only that relationship brings out. When we bring that relationship to completion and then we're healing from that relationship, we're letting go of who we saw ourselves as, who we experienced ourselves as in that relationship. Now, this can feel sad, and it is to some degree, but it's also creating space for another experience of yourself. And that's the gift that comes out of this phase when you meet it consciously and you allow yourself to have time and space to heal. Now, the fourth phase of the relationship cycle is then being in the process of dating and meeting people and deciding whether you want to be in a relationship with any of these people or progress further along the relationship cycle. So we're out and about meeting people. We have an idea of what we're really wanting in the context of this particular relationship and this area in our life. And we're out there taking the steps to create a new relationship. But at this stage, we haven't both committed to being in that relationship together. So there's a lot of unknown in this part of the process on who is going to be that person that you enter into the next phase of the relationship cycle with. And when we're in this phase, because there's a lot of unknown, it can bring up a lot of fear. So this is why it's very important that you approach dating or out there meeting new people in order to step into a relationship in another area of your life with even more consciousness, because your fear-based mind is going to be signaling fear even more strongly because you're relating with people you don't know, because it's out of your control, because you don't know who that person is going to be. And so we really need to apply more love and intention and awareness at this phase. And when we do that, that's when we're better able to see who are those people that we actually want to commit to being in relationship with. This is when it makes our decisions so much easier. If we haven't let go of the relationship we've been in previously, either by consciously completing it or letting it go on an energetic level and healing that broken heart and allowing ourselves the place to grieve, we might move into the dating part of the process too quickly, where we're really just dating people and meeting people because we want to be in that relationship still. And so we're really just measuring everyone against that previous person and therefore not truly seeing the person that's in front of us. This ends up that this can mean that you end up in a relationship where you're just repeating the same experience you've had in the past, ultimately to reach the same final decision. And it can also mean that you're not fully embracing the person in front of you and really getting to know them and yourself in the way that this relationship is meant to have you experience yourself. So you really want to make sure that when you're dating, you're coming from this place where you're fully in this phase of dating. You're really ready because you've allowed yourself the time to heal, because you've completed the relationship, and also because you decided to complete that relationship from a place of consciousness too. Then it's not a problem that you're in this part of the phase. Some people see dating and being there as something that it's problematic. But especially in the context of relationships, if you end up being with that person in that relationship for a long time, you won't be at this phase again for a long time, and maybe not ever. Being in the dating phase is a beautiful part of the process. It's a time where you're really getting to decide and experience different people who show you different parts of yourself. And you're deciding, is this really what I want to nurture moving forward? What this person expresses within me, is this something I really want to nurture and commit to nurturing moving forward? And what I express in them, do I want to commit to being in partnership with that? And so this is an exciting time because you're getting lots of diversity and new ways of understanding yourself, which is necessary to then move into the next phase from a place of consciousness. So the fifth phase of the relationship cycle is then starting a new relationship with someone. This is when you decide from someone that you've dated or you've been out there meeting that, hey, I want to create a conscious relationship with you. I want to be in relationship with you in a specific way. Maybe it's a romantic relationship, maybe it's a friendship, maybe it's a professional relationship, or maybe it's a family relationship. And if we approach this phase of the relationship consciously, which is the phase that most people do not approach consciously, we get to decide, what is this relationship that I'm creating with this specific person? This is when we can bring our definition of success and we can get to know their definition of success, and then we can get clear on what this relationship is going to be for both of us, which allows us to be so much more powerful with what we're creating. It gives us more control. But for most of us, we approach this phase unconsciously. It's very exciting, but we just go with the flow, and then we get results that are going with the flow. Maybe they're aligned with what we want, maybe they're not, because we never took the time and conscious intention and process to get to know what we even wanted in the first place. So with the Relate Higher framework for creating successful, thriving relationships, that's what you're avoiding by doing the work and the process we're taking you through right now. So you start the relationship consciously. It's from a place of intention. It's aligned with both of your definitions. You know what you're creating, and therefore you get to go in from this place of consciousness, full presence, full backing of yourselves and each other, which allows you to be fully in that relationship and therefore to experience the benefits. And then the final phase of the romantic relationship is improving or elevating a relationship consciously. So once you're out of that starting phase, you're then in a longer term relationship or a long term relationship, and it has its own challenges at this phase, one of which is the ongoing work that's required to allow the relationship to evolve and also to thrive. What was successful when you started the relationship will likely have changed by this phase, because both you and your partner will have changed as a result of life, as a result of simply time, and as a result of the relationship itself. It will continue to change and evolve. In order for you to expand and grow with it, you've got to be checking in. You've got to be seeing, what's our definition now? Why are we in this now? You need to be looking at what you both need. And if you approach that part of the relationship cycle consciously, this is what allows it to grow and evolve and improve. It might also lead you both to ultimately deciding that you no longer wish to be in the relationship. But if you decide to stay, it's going to allow both of you to stay from a place that meets you where you are now, rather than trying to fit the original reason you got into the relationship, or for most people, because they're just going with the flow, the lack of any reason. It will allow you to keep moving forward and progressing and evolving, rather than just repeating more of the same. So that is what's available when you approach that part of the relationship cycle consciously. So there we have it. There are the six phases. And as you can see, there is a gift available to you in each phase of the relationship cycle when you approach it consciously. We're going to dive deeply into each area throughout this podcast. We'll talk more about the gifts. We'll talk more about the challenges. We'll talk more about the conscious relationship skills and the specific process that we have created at Relate Higher in order to approach each of these parts of the relationship cycle consciously so that you can receive that gift, you can enjoy the process, and ultimately so that you can create the thriving relationships you desire. So where I would love to leave you all today is to first think of a relationship. Think of the one relationship in your life that you really want to be different in some way. And maybe it's a relationship that you're in right now or a relationship that you want to be in. Think of that particular relationship. The number one relationship that occupies the most of your time and energy and attention. And that could be just you thinking about it. Then I want you to locate where you are right now in the relationship cycle. So which phase are you in right now? And then I want you to see how would my experience of this particular phase improve if I truly allowed myself to accept where I am right now, to be in this particular phase, and just see what comes up for you. And then the second question is, if I approach this phase of the relationship cycle consciously, aka with love, awareness, and intention, how would my relationship with this phase be more enjoyable, will support me to move towards the relationship I desire in a quicker way? Just ask yourself that question and see what comes up from your inner wisdom. Then I want you to look at the different phases of the relationship cycle and locate where you want to be in relation to that particular relationship. Is it the phase that you're already in right now, or is it a different phase? If so, which one is it? And then ask yourself again, by me being where I am right now and relating with this part of the relationship cycle consciously, how will this allow me to get there sooner and in a better way? So receiving the gifts that I spoke about through this episode. And then ask yourself from your inner wisdom what your answer is to that question. And then no matter where you are right now and where you want to go, notice the phases that are in between. And remind yourself that each phase has a gift to moving you towards where you want to go. It's not a problem where you are. It's not a problem where you will be. It's not a problem where you're going. The more we allow ourselves to accept where we are, the sooner we stop fighting where we are, the sooner we allow ourselves to get the gift that's available when we approach it consciously, and the sooner we will arrive at the place that we want to be. All right, my friends, I'll leave it here and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.